NPR has been reporting on how women's lives are changing as technology and demographic shifts reshape the world. This morning, we head to Lagos, Nigeria.
That is where 30 years ago, a young woman says she had a series of dreams in which God spoke to her, telling her to become a car mechanic, a profession that's traditionally dominated by men. Despite initial resistance from her family, she fulfilled that dream.
Now the woman known to many as Engineer Sandra is taking it a step further. The Lady Mechanic Initiative is her vision for getting more women into a field of work that's booming thanks to Nigeria's oil-fueled economy. NPR's Ophebia Quistarchin reports.
Let me just paint a picture of what it's like here in Lagos, this energetic, incredibly vibrant and sprawling city. Traffic is a word that jumps to mind. In fact, traffic jams. Lagos is a jumble of exhaust fumes mixed with car horns as a jostle of vehicles fights to move forward, with commuters jumping on and off rickety public transportation. Now that's Lagos.
And this is the environment in which Elizabeth Ekwem, Eozie Peculiar, and 23-year-old Enoge Osage are operating as trainee mechanics. The young women wear navy overalls and work boots with their hair tucked under customized red caps as they repair vehicles at the Lady Mechanics garage out in the open. Customers come and go, dropping off and collecting their cars.
I'm screwing back. I need a fortune.
Osage says she faced great resistance at home when she first started.
My mom wasn't happy with it. She just went in crying and like, why do you want to be a mechanic? The risk is too much. I was like, don't worry, this is what I want. Since I'm like a tomboy, that I have a flair for cars.
Olumide Akishola, a senior male mechanic at the garage, is one of their trainers.
In my life, I never work with ladies like this. I can see they have the mind that they want to become somebody in life. They have the determination that one day I will get there. By the time you know, you will just see lady mechanic here, lady mechanic here, lady mechanic. Before you see woman mechanic everywhere.
In the cramped office at her workshop, surrounded by car parts, awards, and framed photographs with VIPs, the founder of the Lady Mechanic Initiative, Sandra Agwebo Ekperuo, says it's all about passion for the job.
It took a long time for people to see that Lady Mechanic was not a flash, because people saw it like a flash, that it was something that has come and is going to fade away. But right now, we are solid. I've been able to empower about 300 female mechanics in Nigeria.
That's since 2004. 50 more young women mechanics have recently graduated, says Engineer Sandra, as many people refer to her.
I will say to you that there's no car company, there's no automobile company in Nigeria that does not have female mechanics. And they got all these guests from me. So it's spreading out like a wildfire gradually, and also empowering other women. And we don't intend to even stop in Nigeria.
Faith Makwen, who graduated in 2009, now works for a top-line automobile company in Nigeria.
It wasn't hard at all to find a job, because the lady mechanic made the arrangement for us.
Makwen says initially, men at work were dismissive.
Actually, at first, the male were feeling, you can't do it, that it's our world. But we made them realize, or I made them realize, that I can do it. So I want other ladies to take up these opportunities. Go out. When you have a flair for something, go in for it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. You can do it.
But the lady mechanic, Sandra Agwebo Ekperuo, recalls her own rocky beginnings.
I had this dream, Jesus Christ teaching me how to fix cars. And when I first mentioned it to my parents, it was a big taboo. They said, no, never, you can't even dare it. I said, but God has instructed me, this is what I'll do for the rest of my life.
Eventually, she managed to persuade her father, who helped her achieve her dream.
When we went to that garage, he fixes his cars. I saw one big engine dismantled on top of a table, dark engine oil running down the table. My spirit fell in love immediately with that dark oil. Engineer Sandra, what do you mean you fell in love with black engine oil?
It there means that the engineering world has welcomed me, and my spirit have accepted that that is what I want to do for the rest of my life. That's the fall in love.
Now, Engineer Sandra has trainee mechanics all around the country.
I want to check the oil.
Some of the young women are from disadvantaged backgrounds, some former sex workers, and others just hugely enthusiastic.
Get me the whisperer, please.
23-year-old Elizabeth Ikwem is 2 years into her 3-year training, and she says she's inspired by the lady mechanic.
She's my role model. I like her. My father said, no, I can't do it. I said, Dad, I will do it. So I can't.
Ikwem effortlessly slides under a saloon car to inspect its innards.
I want to train other girls. I want to build this country. So one more year, and then I'll have my own garage. Look at my hands, they're dirty. People say, engineer, how are you? So they say, ah, are you a man? I said, no. I love it. I like it. It's the best job in the world.
Sandra Agwebo Ekperwo says there are still challenges ahead, and her dream now is to build a Lady Mechanics Academy. Ofebia Quistockton, NPR News.
And there are some great photos of these newly minted auto mechanics at our website, npr.org. That's where you also find links to all of the stories in our series about women's changing lives.